if anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself.
Anarchism is not bombs, disorder, or chaos. It is not robbery and murder. It is not a war of each against all. Anarchists stand for anarchy, anti-capitalism, anti-racism, anti-authoritarianism, internationalism, autonomy, direct democracy, ecology, self-organization, solidarity, anti-fascism, anti-neoliberalism, anti-nationalism, atheism, equality, and freedom.
Tune in to Subversion 1312, the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show.
Tuesday from 9 till 10 p.m. on 102.1 FM or streaming 4ZZZFM.org.au.
How about trying this future on for size?
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a chicken, E-I-E-I-O.
The farms where most of our egg products come from aren't what they used to be. Across Australia, 11 million hens are still confined to the misery of battery cages. Please, don't buy into cruelty. Help Animals Australia put an end to factory farming.
Link.
Good evening, you're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. This is 4ZZZ's anarchist radio program, Subversion 1312, which Mark stands for
All cops are bastards.
Well done. I was a bit slow in the buzzer.
Yeah, see, that's one that I'm pretty quick with now.
Yeah. ACAB. Cops. 1, 2, 1, 3. 1, 2. My name's Linda. I'm here with Mark.
Yes. Hello.
And Nathan.
Hey.
And having a great evening. Hope yes. You are too. Coming up on tonight's show, I've interviewed someone about the proposed changes to welfare, which were facing the Senate last week, and they haven't gone through
yet.
Well, they haven't gone through. Let's stay cheerful.
What did they want to put through?
Well, you'll have to wait.
We're going to talk about it. Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's the idea.
And Linda, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Do your listeners know about your relationship with cucumbers?
Well, it's not really a relationship. It's a
strange relationship.
It's a strange relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really into the taste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You won't serve it for yourself.
No.
But if someone gives it to you...
Yeah, I'll eat it, yeah.
You'll eat it.
Yeah. There's nothing untoward about my relationship with cucumbers.
Yeah, that's not what you mean when you say it's a strange relationship.
Yeah, they're just weird.
Because that's what I thought at first, but then you explained it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just weird. Some people don't like bananas.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
Because you can have untoward relationships with bananas.
Well... Also on tonight's show, we've got Bad Cop No Donut. And I've got plenty of new music as well. I have a good news story.
Nice. Let's hear it.
Yeah. There's a cow in Poland and it broke out of being put onto the...
The slaughter chopping board, yep.
Yeah, it broke out and it broke someone's arm.
Yeah.
And it went running.
And didn't it swim across a lake or something?
Yeah, it swam across a lake, and then when someone came to try and catch it again, it swam some more.
Yeah.
And so the mayor of the town has granted it asylum.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
it's pardoned its execution.
And it's living with bison.
Who's that?
That's a type of animal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was just some guy that they found.
Well.
So how great is that the mayor has gone, hey, This is a cow who deserves to live and keep its life.
So here we are.
This isn't a cow you eat. This is a cow you keep alive.
Yes. He says, I'm not a vegetarian, but fortitude and the will to fight for this cow's life is invaluable. Therefore, I decided to do everything to cause the cow to be delivered to a safe place, and in the second stage, as a reward for her attitude, give her a guarantee of a long-term retirement and natural death.
Yeah. See, isn't that great? Because now all the other cows in the world are going to see that and they're going to go, well, this is what we need to do.
Yeah.
We just need to escape and we need to try and maybe they won't kill us.
Yeah.
For food.
Yeah. So,
and leather products.
Yes. I was reading something the other day actually about the long-term future of humanity.
Yeah.
And the increase in population and what's going to happen with food and how to get protein. And the fact that you have to grow things first to feed cows. Cows aren't primary. I've forgotten my biology. But
if you grow beans, you just eat them, don't you?
Yeah, but you have to grow grass to feed cows.
Feed the cows, yeah.
And there was a number of things suggested for what to feed cows, which may have involved sewage. But also, It was something a little weird like that. But yeah, they also talked about growing meat in laboratories, growing meat in laboratories artificially.
In laboratories.
Laboratories.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I thought you said lavatories.
Oh. Well, yeah, there was something to do with that as well in there. So that's our good news story. And actually also our story about the proposed changes to welfare is also a good news story.
Yeah.
Because some successful organizing has halted or delayed the bill. So there's a song that's come out by Earthboy and it's called Have and Hold. And it's actually about activism and direct action as well. So I'm going to play that now.
Great. Can't wait to hear it.
I'm blinking, staring at the sun, thinking how far we come. Punching a number, what's in the sum? We want it on scale so you know it's on. But what if we had just begun? Cut a line break from the scrum. Now watch the boy run, now watch the boy run. What if these crowds were our bus yelling out to get the job done, to get the job done, come on. I didn't court a quick fame, I talked a big game. I fought for this flame to stay lit. Even when the voices say quit, and then when the pace got breakneck, some balls bounce back, some too sacred. We are not yet conquered complacence. That's our basement, and they're our losses. But we'll still win, just watch us.
I don't wanna let it go. I already know how easy it falls. And oh, what it means to have and to hold. To have and to hold.
And I know. It's really easy to say.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold.
But it's got me feeling some kind of way.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold.
And the crowd noise rose till deafening. Let them in. Let them in. Like anyone, they only want the best of things. Let them win. What have we become? We be honest. When the loudest motherfuckers jump and promise the evil is upon us in the trees and the forest. What you miss like man Harrimonas, damn, look what that got us. There's a shadow over every street. TV is washed out of most of the sheets. Swinging in the wind, hung out to dry. It's the same most weeks, but she gets by. You can't even look me in the eye, though. It's hard to hide behind a plebiscite, though. Come on. You find a boogeyman lying low. Any low, you'll be right up. Any low, you'll be out of nowhere.
I don't wanna let it go. Oh, what it means to have and to hold. To have and to hold.
And I know it's really easy to say.
to having to hold you after all that we've gone through, to having to hold
you. What you do with what you have and hold, just wait.
To have and to hold, to have and to hold.
Don't wanna let it go.
To have and to hold, to have and to hold.
And I know it's really easy to say.
To have and to hold, to have and to hold.
But it's got me feeling some kind of way.
To have and to hold, to have and to hold.
That was Have and Hold by Earthboy, and that's a brand new one from him. And you can find it online. It's on Facebook. Just search for Earthboy, and also on Twitter as well.
Is it on Spotify?
I can't comment on Spotify because I don't do that.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Is it like cucumbers?
No, she
just doesn't do it.
Yeah, it just doesn't. It's not on my radar. It's not on my radar at all. So, it's 15 minutes after 9 o'clock, and you're listening to Subversion 1312 on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. We do have a Facebook, which is Sub Anarchy Show, facebook.com, Sub Anarchy Show, and also Twitter at Anarchy _ Show.
You know what we don't have?
Yeah.
Spotify.
No, we don't.
There's no Subversion Spotify.
I don't know how that works, but that's something you could actually... That's a project for you and Nathan.
Yes.
That'd be wonderful.
All right.
Whatever that means. So I spoke to Jessica Harrison, who's an anarchist living in a small town outside of Melbourne. Jessica is part of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. As the name suggests, the union, which was formed in 2014, fights for the rights of unemployed workers. They say it was when the Howard government introduced work for the dole in 1997-98 that a radical change in the attitude towards the unemployed occurred. Quote, overnight, the unemployed began to be treated like criminals. So the proposed changes include a number of things which would basically demonize the poor even more. And actually, to talk about it first, before I play the interview with Jessica, we have our very own Andrew Bartlett, who's now...
Yes.
Once again, a senator in the Australian Senate place.
Mm-hmm.
And he is speaking about the bill to the Senate.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, so here we go.
Senator Bartlett.
Thank you, Mr. Acting Deputy President. I'd like to make very clear right from the start my absolute total opposition to this piece of legislation and the opposition of the Australian Greens as a party as a whole. I think it is abhorrent, I think it is atrocious, I think it is demonising, and I think it is very clear that it will not work. I accept that some, at least, that are promoting this are doing so with good intentions. I think it is very clear that some who are promoting it are doing so with the worst of intentions to again, yet again, put in place measures trying to blame people who are poor, trying to blame people who are carers, trying to blame people who are disabled, trying to blame people who are sole parents, trying to blame people who are unemployed, trying to make their life even more difficult and trying to build political points around doing so. We can't pretend there is not a very long history of doing that in Australian politics and in this Parliament. I'm not saying that is the motivation of everybody that is putting this forward, but it's clearly part of what is happening here. All you need to do, I know it's a very wise piece of advice people many often say in regards to things online, articles online, in the Murdoch media outrage generation machine, to don't read the comments. But They specifically generate these things to create comments, to create outrage, and occasionally it is necessary to read the comments to see what is out there, to do so also on other things online. And you don't need to spend very much time to see, whenever measures like this are put forward, the stream of abuse that comes forward from people vilifying people who are poor, vilifying people who are receiving income support, vilifying people who are on welfare, and basically revelling in the idea of making life harder for them, of punishing them, of saying they deserve this. Well, you know, if somehow or other we think it's good, it's a good measure for anybody that might have issues to do with money management, for anybody that might have issues to do with substance abuse or addiction, to quarantine compulsorily, quarantine the vast majority of their income continually, then let's do it to ourselves. Let's see how we like it, even with our oversized salaries, to have 80% of that, 70% of that, even 50% of that quarantined and told you can only spend this with a card that will identify you at these particular stores who've got this special contract that's making them lots of profit through the people that are owning the card. And you don't have discretion. See how you like it. See how you would make you feel. And for those of us who might have issues with money management or substance abuse or addiction, do you think that would actually help?
And there's certainly plenty of politicians that do have problems with money management, or at least forgetting to claim,
absolutely,
to declare certain expenses or certain gifts.
Yes.
And also there's plenty of drugs and alcohol going on in Canberra.
Yeah.
Tony Abbott comes to mind. And also Barnaby Joyce, like, the beetrooter, like, what happens if you drink a lot? You get a flushed face.
Is that what you think is going on?
Well, I don't
allegedly.
Know. Yeah, I'm speculating.
Yeah.
That maybe that's
it. You don't know for sure, but it certainly could be a possibility.
Yeah, so.
Or he eats a lot of beetroot.
Mm. Or does a lot of.
Anyway, stuff to beetroot.
So. We're going to hear a song now from the Newtown Neurotics, and it's called Living with Unemployment. And this is going out to Ross. Ross, welcome back to Australia, Ross. And hopefully Ross will be coming in sometime soon to tell us all about his adventure, his global adventures.
He's a jet setter.
Living in a bedsuit, fucking a tube train.
What a great song that was.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that, Ross, if you're listening. Probably not. Of course Ross is listening because this is Ross's favourite show. No joke.
Yep.
It's 25 after 9. We're going to go into this interview now I did with Jessica Harrison, who's speaking about what happened with this unemployment changes.
Decided they were going to block it, which was a good thing. So what they were going to do was expand the Work for the Dole program. They were going to extend the cashless welfare program to quite a few places in Queensland. Rockhampton was on the list, and also Logan. And they were going to increase the waiting period for Newstart, and increase the financial penalties, give job agencies complete power to make compliance decisions. So the bad thing about that is that at the moment, the only people who can cut you off are Centrelink themselves. The job agencies can sort of like give you a bad report, but they can't actually get you cut off. So all those things may, some of those things will still happen, probably, but the main gist of it was they didn't get the whole package through. And I think probably the threat of the cashless welfare card is quite major. I know that people have had incredible hardship from it. I was reading an account of a woman who couldn't buy medicine from the pharmacy because the pharmacy wasn't part of, wasn't one of the places she was allowed to shop. So that just shows you just how life was made miserable. And that was in Sabuna in South Australia. So they've got nobody idea, and they're just punishing people while people like Barnaby Joyce swan around the country spending up on people's tax.
It's being seen as a success, the fact that this didn't go through.
Yeah, I mean, it's always, it's a sort of ebb and flow type thing, isn't it? I think it's a success, but I think that they'll plan more things because, of course, they're still doing the robo-debts. They were expanding those, and that's a great little earner for them because, just send people bills and then usually people end up paying them back because they think, oh, well, there must have been just a miscalculation somewhere along the line. I better pay it back. I think that it's really important that people are organising local groups to support each other. I mean, in our group, we meet once a month at the community garden. And the first thing we do is just have like reports of how people are going in our group, because if you don't have that kind of sympathy and support, you really do end up feeling like basically topping yourself, With a guy in our group who he's recovered from cancer, he's already suffered a heart attack, and he's still being expected to look for jobs. They won't put him on the disability support pension. That is again another thing that in a way this bill didn't affect, which is the fact that only 15% of the people who actually apply for the disability support pension get on it. All the rest are just pushed sideways onto the new start, which means that sick people have to go and look for jobs and often make themselves sicker.
The success of this campaign about these extended measures for welfare, can you talk about why it was a success?
There was quite a lot of active lobbying, I know, of the Nick Xenophon party. And I know that everyone was sending around letters saying, oh, thanks very much for, all the letters that people wrote. So I think at the last minute, but again, Googling it, I noticed that they opposed some of the so-called reforms. They always call them reforms, really, they're just another sort of stab. But I know that they had opposed them last year as well. So they're just a little bit wary, and they're not the Nick Xenophon crowd, about whether it actually is, doing anything to help. Because, of course, the Sabuna case is in South Australia, and so that they'd have a bit of local knowledge on that as they're based in South Australia. But I noticed that the member for Hinkler, that's near Rockhampton, he had a bit of a complaint, and he said that the community strongly supported the cashless welfare card. So he said he's not giving up on the children in Hinkler. And friends like him, I'm sure he's out there helping the kids on the street, not.
The cashless welfare card. Can you talk about the arguments for the cashless welfare card?
Oh, yeah, well, it's the usual sort of patronising stuff they come out with. They say that it helps people manage their finances, because with a cashless welfare card, you can only spend it in either Coles or Woolworths. You can't spend it in a whole range of other places. You could even, I don't think you can even spend it in Aldi, which is where a lot of people who are pretty short of money go. And so I think the main thing is it restricts you from moving as well. If you want to go to another town to visit someone, or sometimes people have to go to another town to go to medical appointments, you can't use your card except in the town that you live. So that's another major restriction. And that's what, of course, Indigenous people in Central Australia have been poking with for years, because, of course, that's the main area that they've shoved, that they've put the cashless welfare into operation. And again, I mean, the comment is like, okay, if someone did feel as if they couldn't manage their own money, they could maybe voluntarily go on to something like this, but there's no way that it should be compulsory.
Why do we have to manage certain people's spending, whereas we don't manage other people's spending, because people on welfare aren't the only ones that have drug and alcohol problems?
Yeah, for sure. And well, I don't want to seem like I've got an obsession with Barnaby Joyce, because I certainly haven't.
Oh, well, we all, yeah, he's the go-to guy at the moment.
Following that story, you know, why isn't it, aren't his finances and the finances of all the politicians being looked at? And why are the people who've got the least the ones who get the most micromanagement of their lives, you know? And then, of course, there are the private companies like PricewaterhouseCoopers who are involved with actually running the cashless welfare card. So, you know, again, it's a lovely little earner for them, and it's just punishing the people who've got the least.
It's also punishing smaller businesses as well.
Yeah, that's right. And people can't go to markets or op shops or things like that, which are good ways to get cheap food and stuff.
The Final Straw is a weekly anarchist radio show. It's fucking awesome, and you're never going to hear me say fucking awesome on our show, because we're FCC regulated.
There's a black part of my heart that just flutters when you talk like that.
I
talk, then more yelling.
It's a weird sort of like nice thing in a way, but also can get kind of crushing at times.
TheFinalStrawRadio.noblogs.org.
Not everybody has to obey. Not everybody has to be Turk. Not everybody has to obey.
All together?
Yep.
All together.
All together.
Subversion.
1-3.
1-2.
3-3.
1-2.
1-3-1-2.
1-2. I mean 3-2.
1-3-1-2.
1-3-1-2.
2-2. The 4ZZZ Anarchy Show.
Not everybody has to obey.
Hero is something to me.
That was Working Class Hero by The Screaming Trees. And before that, you were listening to the first part of the interview I did with Jessica Harrison about the proposed changes to welfare in this country. And on the weekend, I finally got to watch Trainspotting 2.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was great, but it needs subtitles.
What language is it in?
Well, it's in Scottish.
And you didn't understand it?
No.
They were speaking English.
No, they weren't speaking English. They were... I mean, you've seen
it. Did you
it.
Watch the whole thing
yeah.
and didn't know what they were saying?
No, I knew. I could pick it up. I couldn't get the finer points. So...
So you just guessed.
Yeah, I got most of it.
By their, it you guessed by their hand actions and their facial expressions.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. So anyway, I then started watching Trainspotting. The original Trainspotting, and there's a part in that where Spud is going to a job interview. It's one of these ones that's arranged by the job network or job, whatever they call them. And you want to do good enough, you want to do well enough that they think that you may be trying, but you also don't want to go.
You don't want the job.
You don't want to do too well. So
yeah.
Here we go. Spud has a bit of speed beforehand.
Craig Newton, I just put down to Royal Edinburgh College to help get the job. There's too much discrimination in this town, man, because they're both schools, right? And we're all in this together. And I wanted to put across the general idea rather than the details. Like, people get all hung up on details. Like, what school did I go to? How many organs did I get? Could be, like, six. Could be none. It's not important. What is important is that I am, yes?
Mr. Murphy, do you mean that you lied on your application?
No. Well, yeah, oh, yes, only to get my foot in the door. Showing the initiative and that, like.
But you were referred here by the Department of Employment. There was no need for you to get your foot in the door, as you put it.
Yeah, cool. Whatever you say, man, sorry. You're the man, the dude in the chair. I am merely here. Like, we obviously I'm here, like, but...
Mr. Murphy, what exactly attracts you to the leisure industry?
In a word, pleasure. My pleasure and other people's leisure.
Do you see yourself as having any weaknesses?
Oh, yes, because, like, I'm a bit of a perfectionist, actually. Yes, I am. See, for me, it's got to be the best or it's nothing at all. Like, if
Things get a bit dodgy. I just cannot be bothered. But, hey, I get good vibes about this interview thing today, though, man. Seems to me like it's going pretty well, eh?
Thank you, Mr. Murphy. We'll let you know.
The pleasure was mine, man.
Spud had done well. I was proud of him. He fucked up good and proper. You had to hand it to Spud.
There we go. So that was just... basically, that's a comment also on these kind of job networks. So Jessica is an anarchist, as I mentioned. So I just spoke to her a little bit also about her anarchism.
There are quite a few anarchists in the Unemployed Workers Union, but there's a mixture of people. I mean, I'd say most people in it probably are just getting a pretty bad deal. You know, they don't particularly have a political affiliation or belief.
You being anarchist, how does that inform your decisions or the way you organise as part of the Unemployed Workers Union?
Oh, well, I mean, the Unemployed Workers Union is only as good as its numbers, and it's only, as far as I'm concerned, any group that organises is only as good as the strength of its local groups. So I suppose it's completely consistent for me to be part of a local group but linked to other groups around the country. We talk in our local group a lot about, you know, what's happening around the town. We've got a caravan park in the town, which is where the people who've got the least housing security live. And there are actually some people quite like living in the caravan park because there are people around them that they can talk to who aren't going to give them that kind of patronising behaviour. So, you know, but the caravan park itself might easily get knocked down in the next few years and replaced with a service station. So, you know, those are the things that keep people's head above water, the fact they've got a friendly ear, someone to talk to. And also we do take, in our town, we do make sure that people know about the various churches that are handing out free meals. You know, it'd be lovely if it was something like a self-organised group of people like Food Not Bombs or something like that, but it's not, unfortunately. It's the church are the only ones who've got it together to give to cook free meals. And so we make sure everyone knows about them and, you know, gets a meal. I'd really recommend people today in Brisbane to go and meet up with, say, the local group in Logan or and join the Unemployed Workers Union. It's free, you know, so then you get a chance to maybe feel that you're part of something a bit bigger than, you know, your own individual situation. And I think that making the group stronger and just getting out there and organising, really. I think we should have networks of mutual aid, which mean that our lives are made a lot better in a short-term way, so we're less in fear, you know, if we have to go down to a job agency and, you know, go to some fake job or do a fake course.
What else is happening where you live, anarchist-wise?
Oh, well, there's not much happening in that line, but in the sort of Melbourne area generally, there's quite a bit of activity. I suppose the various small strikes that are happening at the moment in Melbourne, and people have been out actively supporting them. We have a couple of regular events, we have a camp once a year, and we have an anarchist book fair once a year as well. So both of those things are really good for people sort of mixing outside maybe their normal circle of contacts and friends and meeting other people. And I certainly liked it last book fair because there were just a lot of new people who were really looking for something. They know that the capitalist system's rotten. They're not interested in the political parties and they want something different. They want something that's a bit real in a way, you know, addresses sort of survival as well as having a really good time, you know.
So the Unemployed Workers Union has a website.
And what is it?
It's a pretty good website. Unemployedworkersunion.com. Unemployedworkersunion.com. So you can look that up to find out more about the Unemployed Workers Union and also about the passage of the proposed changes to the welfare system in Australia. And the biggest welfare is, of course, corporate welfare.
Yeah.
Welcome
in a serving who? Scarred and bruised, locked in Zeus, dark and blue, protecting and serving who? Attacking you, carving you, dark and blue, protecting and serving who? Scarred and bruised, locked in Zeus, dark and blue, protecting and serving who? Operation Fiera, umphakathi bawujikela, umgcini cwangco, kudala wabaluchaba, xhaphazi wamalungelo, sasazi wemfakadolo neziyobisi ekuhlaleni, babulala ikamva lentsana, ngabona baphula imithetho, kakade bakhusela ongqowankulu, ukuze baqhubekise ingcinezelo, isikhalo nenyembezi zamaqhoba kubo sifana nokulilizela, kudala sibokhela umkhanya, waqhakuja ngabantwana bedlala, sekwanele, ngokuphalala kwegazi labanganatyala. Sekwanele, ngokuphalala kwegazi elinganatyala. Attacking you, coughing you, thugs in blue, protecting and serving who? Scarred and bruised, locked in Zeus, thugs in blue, protecting and serving who? Attacking you, coughing you, thugs in blue, protecting and serving who? Scarred and bruised, locked in Zeus, thugs in blue, protecting and serving who? Sasana, basibetha ngemvubu, vubu vumba emqolo kubuhlungu yatshisa le ntulu. Pithi pithi basifaka kwivani, sikhalo nesitwili asipheli. Abanakuthini abazali kumbilini, qeke zinja lumbi senze nqathi nene zibukhali. Basivalele seleni igazi senzeni, uthekiso kapha nakapha. Basoze batyeke ungekathethi, umbongo uhlinye bese iphasalala emzimbeni ligazi. Bakubiza ngamagama waphenduli, bakubethele ukubulala khonyana imivumba netlunke emzimbeni. Amehlo agcweleke inzondo kwazi bani, bakubophelele ngamatheni awupheli imali. Isingqala wakhala kokugqibela, inxeba nedoda lihlekwa, zakhonkotha izinto zakhala isikhova. Lacima ilanga wathula wathi du, kwabe kuphelile bambulele. Attacking you, coughing you, thugs in blue, protecting and serving who? Scarred and bruised, locked in Zeus, thugs in blue, protecting and serving who? Attacking you, coughing you, thugs in blue, protecting and serving who? Scarred and bruised, locked in Zeus, thugs in blue, protecting and serving who? Look at every angle of the system that we live by. Never meant for me and you and not for our protection. The enemy of the working class is what we see in them. Shoot first, ask later's what the bosses tell them. They come in numbers, kupoli, hatred up and loco. Divide and shoot the masses, then lock up and beat the leaders. The Marikana massacre, who took the blame for that? The bosses and the businesses, that's what they care about. They want us to obey, that's why they lock us up in cages. Let them shoot to kill, we're moving with the masses. So push them zabalazo, take uvukela papant. So push them zabalazo, take uvukela papant.
Yo, dedicated to my brother Andreas. Years gone by, no justice for the comrade. It's just us dealing with the same problems. A different day, the same struggle. Needless to say, this is a system of thieves and robbers who steal and kill with no conscience. Silence those who try to raise their voices. Privatize public services and criminalize protests. Tell us to vote, huh? How about the fight for change like Andrew State before he got gone at point blank range? My heart filled up with rage, cause the system got us trapped like mice in cage. Even in this day and age, we're still starving, underpaid, economic apartheid. Living in a secret security state, where cops shoot to kill, but we are not afraid. Look in my eyes and see the flames, and recognize this anger mixed with pain. A brother's blood never spilled in vain. Yo, big money markets got us shooting on buckets, waging war against the poor with the targets empty, trying to keep up with the prices. People hungry, it's a capital crisis. So I call on y'all to stand upon and let's unify our struggles. Yo, I call on y'all to stand up tall and let's unify our struggles. Yeah.
Donut! 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 Donut is under law, and I rule.
It's that time of the week again where we report our bad police stories, and our first is with Nathan. What have you got for us tonight?
This happened in America, right? So a dog had to tackle some person.
Yep.
And instead of the dog attacking, therefore, the dog's attacking them. Instead, the dog's attacking them, we'll just shoot the guy anyway.
Yeah, so I saw this video and it was came up on YouTube, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the guy, the police dog was already, like, tackling the guy and he was on the ground.
Yeah.
And then the police shot him anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, why would they do that? Like, they could have just had the police, like, get the guy because he was on the ground, get the guy, get the dog.
And that's it.
Yeah. But they shot him. So that was unnecessary. Thank you for that one, Nathan.
Hang on, did they shoot the police? Sorry, did they shoot the man or the dog? Or
the man.
The man.
Yeah.
Oh, their dog already had them.
Yeah, the dog the police had dog. The guy on the ground.
I was thinking about it last week. You wouldn't get a drug-sniffing cat.
Why?
Well, because cats don't... They're not into that. So really, dogs...
Some you can't dogs, tell cats what to do.
Some dogs are class traitors. But cats are not.
The original anarchists.
They are.
The cat.
Yes.
I have another one. Victoria Police is often failing to properly investigate allegations of police misconduct or assault, proving the need for an independent investigative body, a Melbourne law firm has told a parliamentary inquiry. The inquiry, which began public hearings today, is investigating whether the independent broad-based anti-corruption commission and other bodies are well equipped to investigate allegations of police corruption and misconduct in the state. In its submission, Robinson Gill Lawyers said IBAC would refer 90% of complaints about misconduct back to Victoria Police, which created a clear risk for a conflict of interest. It said many clients had been awarded compensation through the legal system after Victoria Police investigators dismissed their claims as unsubstantiated. So that obviously is one that people need to look out for. Do you have any stories tonight, Linda?
Yeah, I did have a story. I do have a story. I'll just mention briefly that the coal seam gas thing is happening all across, way across Australia. There's heaps of coal seam gas licences. And so the Lock the Gate organisation is going around to lots of communities and talking to people. And the Lock the Gate people had a bus and they went for a trip to talk to the people who live on the lands that are on the areas that are under threat from the mining, and they were monitored by police. So, for example, four police vehicles sat in an isolated car park for more than 90 minutes on the 4th of February, awaiting a protest that didn't happen. So the Lock the Gate organisation pretty much made it clear that, like, they weren't having a protest, but the police were there in huge numbers kind of criminalising these people that weren't actually doing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you have another one?
I do. In Palm Beach, Florida, a retired county sheriff deputy shot and killed his son-in-law, the father of two of his two young grandsons, on Sunday night, according to authorities. Carlton Nebegal, 61, was arrested early Monday on a first-degree murder charge in the death of Jacob Lodge, who was in divorce proceedings with Nebegal's daughter. That's a former police officer, doing the dirty there.
So there we go. Thank you very much for listening to the show. Thanks to Ross, who is listening.
He was.
Yes, of course.
And thanks, Ross.
Yeah. And thanks to Jessica for giving us an interview about the Unemployed Workers Union and anarchism in Victoria. and her thoughts on organizing. We'll be back next week from what time?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Or if you're somewhere else in the world, whatever the time was an hour ago.
Yes.
Where you are is when we start.
That's right. It's actually GMT plus 10.
Yeah.
Greenwich cool. Mean Time plus 10. And if you go to the 4ZZZ website, you can find out songs we played if you missed them. And I've got a few links there that I shared as well. So that's 4ZZZ.org.au, brand new website. And you can go to all the new flashy stuff that's on the website.
Yes, and don't forget to subscribe. Support local radio.
That's right. So, as always, we're going to go out with
Chumbawamba
and give
the anarchist a cigarette.
The anarchist a cigarette.
Check out Subversion 1312 online, autonomousactionradio.com, facebook.com/subanarchyshow.
Anarchy_show on Twitter. And on the 4ZZZ website, 4ZZZFM.org.au.
That violence can be even applied to the natural environment because we rely upon the natural environment for our survival. But inanimate objects, especially those that are man-made and are used to destroy life, I don't think you can be violent too. I think it's a lot of times more violent to allow them to exist.
There is a certain social process which is known and very visible, but perhaps not acknowledged as much as it should be. It is that one where a new idea, or an old one in new form, is accepted by a minority, while the majority are shouting treason, rubbish, kook, communist, capitalist, or whatever is the term of abuse valued in that society. And they develop this idea, at first probably in secrecy or in semi-secrecy, and then more and more visibly, with more and more support, until, guess what? This seditious, impossible, wrong-headed idea becomes what is known as received opinion, and is loved and valued by the majority.
Conclusion?
In a democracy, the ignorant and meddlesome outsiders, the general population, have to be kept from interfering. They can be spectators, but not participants.
No matter how much legal action you put behind this, people are going to do what they want to do.
Spectators, but not participants.
It's time to talk about censorship.
Send this song to 20 people.
But isn't it stealing?
At your name, don't break the cycle.
From people to people.
Pass it along.
People like MP3s.
Pass it along.
How about trying this future on for size?
In this story, when you hear this, turn the page. Let's begin now.